on the second half of Shemona Esrei Siman Yud Ches, and the Kitzur says over here that in Elokayin Tzar, so the din of Elokayin Tzar is like you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema be'emtza haperek, not bein haperek, but be'emtza haperek l'gabe hefsek. If you have to be mafsik, so then the best thing is to try to get to Eisa Shalom Ben Raimov and into Yehul Ratzayim. Once you get to Eisa Shalom, so then you take three steps back before you bow down towards your left, which is the right of the Shechina, and that's when you say Eisa Shalom Ben Raimov. Then you go to your right, which is the left of the Shechina, we ask Shalom Aleinu, and then to the middle, the Alkol Yisrael, the Imru Amin. After that, you finish till the end of the Shemara Esrei with the Yehi Ratzin, and you stand in your place until you get to until the Chazan gets the Kedusha. If you're davening by yourself, so you should wait that amount of time also in your place, even if you're davening in your house, and then you walk your three steps forward, except if you're in a place which is uncomfortable or if you're in the way of somebody, so then you can take your steps forward earlier.
How
much time? What's that?
You have to wait how much time?
I don't know. It depends. Normally, it's just until the Chazan says Kedusha. So it's a significant amount of time, a few minutes. All right. During the time that you're saying Shemona Esrei, just like we saw in the beginning of Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to hint, you're not allowed to gesture, you're not allowed to raise your eyebrows, anything like that. And Viter, we said that if there's if they're saying Kaddish or Kedusha Baruch Hu, so you can't answer, what you should do is you should stop and you should listen. It's not considered to be a hefsek, and it's ke'ilu you're answering, even though you're not. Beseder. In the middle of Elokayin Tzar, it's in the Emtza HaPerek. If you said the Yehul Ratzon beforehand, so then you're allowed to even answer Amen, and you're allowed to answer the rest of the things as well. So it's advisable to say the Yehul Ratzon beforehand. Some have the minig also that before the Yehul Ratzon they'll say a pasuk that correlates their name. It's supposed to be the first letter of your name and the last letter of your name somewhere in Tanakh, and that should be before the second Yehul Ratzon if you say it twice. Okay, we said beforehand that if a person feels he has to go to the bathroom, so he's not allowed to make bracha, he's not allowed to daven Shemona Esrei. If a person gets caught in the middle of Shemona Esrei, he has to go to the bathroom, so it doesn't make a difference how badly he should make it until the end of Sim Shalom, and then he should go to the bathroom, if at all possible. If a person feels that he has to pass gas, if he's a bit seabor, so he can stay where he is, and then whatever. If he's alone, and it's not going to be embarrassment to himself, so then he should walk a number of steps backwards. He should pass the gas, and then there's a nusach over here that he's supposed to say, Ribbono Elamim, Yitzartanu Nekavim Nekavim Chalulim Chalulim Golav Yadu Lefanecha Cherpaseinu Klimaseinu Cherpa Oklima Bechayenu Rima Veseleah Bemaiseinu. And then he finishes his davening, and he walks back first from the Dalet Amos, and then he finishes his davening. All right, it's usher to sit in front of somebody or on the side of somebody within Dalet Amos if they're davening Shemona Esrei. It doesn't matter which direction. If you're davening, or some say even if you're learning, so then it's okay. But Yirei Shemayim should not sit directly in front of somebody, even Kamalei Eina, for as far as you can see. Even if the person is saying Kriya Shema, he shouldn't sit in front of somebody who's davening Shemona Esrei. If a person is weak and he needs to sit down, so then it's okay. If a person sits down and then someone else came and davened behind him, so he was kovei his makom first, so he's allowed to stay where he is, and the guy who's davening, it's his problem. But this is not in shul, because in shul, It's delegated to people who are supposed to be davening. So therefore, if you're sitting down, someone davens behind you, so you have to get up. Seder. But that's only if it's if you're in front of the person, on the sides, on the back of the person, is okay. All right. Finally, the last siman over here is what last sif. If somebody is drunk to the extent that he would not talk in front of a king, so he's not allowed to daven Shemona Esrei in that state. If he does, so then his tefillah is a toeva and he has to daven again. If that's the situation, if he missed Zman Tefillah, in other words, he couldn't daven again, so then he has to be mashlim in the next tefillah because he's considered to be ba'ines or b'shegeg because he couldn't daven because he was in that state. So Be'ez Hashem, next time, so we start with Mashal Baruch Mar Geshem, St. Talmud Mutter, and other additions to Shemoneh Esrei.